Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A French novelist by the name of André Gide once wrote, "There is more light in Christ's words than in any other human words. This is not enough, it seems, to be Christian. In addition, one must believe." These words really struck me the first time that I read them. I don't know if this man was a Christian or not, but in this quote he states the essence of what it means to be a Christian. The mere admiration of the beautiful words of Jesus and his teachings, or carefully patterning your life after his, or even being guided by his words throughout your life, is not what it means to be a Christian. I mean, all that's good stuff and such, but in addition to all that, one must believe. The heart and soul of a Christian is this, that he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. In our text today, from that most familiar verse in all of God's Word, that one which we call the Gospel in a nutshell, John 3:16, we hear Jesus tell Nicodemus that in order to be saved, in order to be a Christian, one must believe. Since it is this Word which lay at the core and the center of our Christian life, I'd like to look at this text again, one we've looked at many times before, from John here today, in light of this one word, believe. When looking at this text, I think it's important that we first take note of whom this text, these words, were spoken to by Jesus. Text tells us a man by the name of Nicodemus. But who is Nicodemus? Well, we know he's a Pharisee. He also identifies himself as a member of the Jewish council, which members a member of that Sanhedrin. But Nicodemus was not your typical pompous, self-righteous Pharisee, the ones that we usually see throughout the Gospels. Rather, he was, apparently, one who was quite sincere and devout about his faith, not just about his religion. He recognized that Jesus had been sent from God because of all the miracles that Jesus had been performing. And thus he went to Jesus. Scripture tells us that he went to him at night, presumably because he didn't want anybody else to know he was going. His other fellow Pharisees. And he told Jesus that he knew that Jesus had come from God. But Nicodemus was not ready yet to see Jesus as God. But he did acknowledge that the great power that he had in his teachings must be from God, as one might expect from one of the prophets. You see, even amid Jesus' words and Jesus' miracles, Nicodemus was still at his heart a Pharisee. And thus he had been taught that salvation was a matter of one's own life, how you lived your life, how you kept the law. He no doubt thought that if he followed Moses' law good enough, and now, maybe, some of Jesus' teachings too, that he would be saved. But with this misconception probably going through his mind, our Lord Jesus said to him, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." In other words, what Jesus was saying was this: Nicodemus, it's not enough merely to know that I am a teacher sent from God. It's not enough to follow my words or God's word to the letter. In addition, you must believe in me for salvation. That was a heavy statement. For with those words, believe in, Nicodemus would have certainly recognized that Jesus was identifying himself as God. For the act of believing in, the act of having faith, that's what those words are, the same word in Greek, was one reserved for God alone. I think it's important that you and I feel the weight of Christ's terminology in order to understand the fullness of John 3:16. Too often today, people understand the word believe only in terms of intellectual assent. To believe in is to acknowledge, to recognize, to understand. But this word, as used throughout God's word, is as much, if not even more, about one's heart as it is about one's head. To believe means to rely upon completely, to trust in totally, to be fully obedient to and dependent upon. You see, in essence, what Christ was saying was this: in order to be saved, a person must turn over the reins of his life into my hands. He must trust in me for salvation and give up relying upon himself. If Nicodemus wanted to inherit eternal life, he was going to have to quit trying to make it on his own. And he was going to have to rely fully upon Jesus. Being a Christian, being saved, it means sitting back, closing one's eyes, letting go of the reins, and simply trusting in Jesus to drive the carriage of your life. And thus, being a Christian is not really too complicated. But it is really difficult. Perhaps that's why we have a lot of Nicodemuses running around in our world today. We have the neighbors, the relatives, the friends who say, "Oh, you know, sure, I believe in Jesus." But all they mean by that is they acknowledge his existence. They haven't surrendered their lives over to him. And they don't rely upon him for life and for salvation. Like Nicodemus, they simply believe that he was a good man. Maybe even a godly man, a man sent from God. But certainly not God himself. And then we have the, what I call the New Age Nicodemuses. They believe in Jesus as they believe in Buddha and in Gandhi and in Muhammad and a number of other great teachers. And what do they mean by believe in Jesus? They merely believe that they recognize the wisdom and the enlightenment of his teaching. I'm afraid that their understanding of believe in falls far short of the intent of Jesus' words. For For how can people surrender their lives over to and serve more than one master? Jesus was clear on that. You can't. And finally, we have what I like to call, I guess, the crystal light Christians. There used to be a commercial on television a number of years ago. I don't think it's there anymore. For the drink Crystal Light. I think that's still around, isn't it? I don't know. I don't drink this stuff, so. But the jingle said, "I believe in Crystal Light, and I believe in me." So the Christian light Christian says, "I believe in Jesus, and I believe in me." They kind of see Christianity as a cooperative effort between them and Jesus. Me and Jesus, working together, hand in hand, side by side, all day long. He does his part, I do mine. Working together, I'll be just fine. But again, their idea of believing really doesn't understand the concept of turning one's life completely over to him. The complete surrender of who we are, what we do, everything into his hands. Nor the idea that we are by nature sinful and unclean. And thus we can't really contribute anything toward our own salvation. And so, though many folks recognize the uniqueness of Jesus, or maybe even the wisdom of Jesus, in addition to all this, one must still believe in order to be saved. A person must recognize that there is not a single solitary thing he can do on his own to gain eternal life. Believing in Jesus means recognizing that our salvation can only be gained by complete reliance upon him. But then comes the question, is he worthy of that complete trust and that complete surrender? I think that's a question that Nicodemus must have asked himself, maybe ongoing throughout Jesus' ministry as he observed everything that Jesus was doing. You see, the difference between us and Nicodemus is we know something Nicodemus didn't know. We know of Jesus' death and his resurrection. And so we know that Jesus is worthy of our complete trust and surrender. He did what he had to do to be our Savior. He paid the price. He sacrificed himself to buy our forgiveness. He is worthy of our total reliance and trust and obedience. For he has purchased our salvation by the shedding of his blood on the cross. With a Savior who's done all that for us, why would we possibly not want to trust him and surrender our lives over to him? If being a Christian simply meant approving of Jesus as a person, and acknowledging him as a great teacher, perhaps even a majority of people in the world would then call themselves Christians. But you and I both know that's not really enough. In addition, we must believe. One must surrender one's life over to Christ and trust in him and him only, fully, for our salvation. And we must quit thinking that we can earn life with God by what we do. Rather, we must rely upon him wholly and solely. And that's why Jesus said these words, "Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." In other words, anyone who will not receive the gifts of God as a totally helpless, completely dependent little child will never enter the kingdom of God. And thus today, following our message, as little Penelope Mercedes is washed of her sins and given the gift of faith through the water and the word of holy baptism, as that is all taking place, I want you to be reminded that this is how each of us must come before God on a daily basis. As those totally dependent upon Him to wash us of our sin and to fill us with faith. This is what it means to believe in Jesus. And this is what it means to be Christian. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him, that is, trusts, relies on, surrenders his life over to Him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. May we each have such a belief, such a faith, such a willingness to surrender ourselves into God's hands, such a willingness to let go and let God. In the name of Jesus, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.